Today on Real Life Radio.
It all comes together by praying always. It means being an attitude of prayer. I love that because please don't think that it means you have to bow your knee, you have to go to a closet or a room. It means to have an attitude of prayer, that you're just talking to God.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible.
Hey everybody, brand new year, listen to this. What a promise. Psalm 65:11, God there announces that His paths drip with abundance and He makes His way prosperous. So listen, draw close to God, enjoy the new year in Christ, celebrate Him every day, and everything that you do, listen, let God's work in your life be an incredible witness to other people. Bring them along. Bring them along with you into the kingdom of heaven. Love on them. Listen, the people in your life who are not Christians, start treating them like a Christian. Watch what happens. Share the joy of the Lord because you can. And exult in His liberty and freedom because He's given it to you. Let's have an awesome new year in Jesus Christ together. Amen.
On today's special edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack brings to us his New Year's series with a message called The Great Put On. As we enter 2025, let's continue to live with hope and expectancy in our hearts by living a victorious life, equipped and ready for whatever comes our way. You see, as we move forward with expectancy, God wants us to live a victorious Christian life by being equipped. God's plan is to enable us, armored up and ready for spiritual battle. So today, Pastor Jack teaches us that faith is what comes when we hear the Word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit, believing that we are more than conquerors, strong and courageous. Now, with his special New Year's message called The Great Put On, Part 2, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
God has promised you and I the victory, and that victory is much in part regarding the shield of faith. And as I said in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Every time you read a Bible verse, hear a sermon, your faith is growing. Imagine your shield getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And in the day of battle, you want a big shield. The Bible says in Romans 8, verse 37, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. How are you going to know that? Read it and then believe it and exercise your faith. And he says, though, about these things, above all, very, very important, top shelf priority. Why? Because he says, look at the firmness, look at the stability, look at the readiness of all this, look at the power to this church. He says, regarding your faith, you will be able to shield or quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. That means Satan is shooting at you. By the way, the word arrow or darts, it's bellows in Greek, and it means this. Fiery darts is pyrobellos. Think of an arrow dipped in the tar or the pitch, set ablaze, and launched. Do you know what you would do? When that thing was launched at you, you'd see it coming. And so this is what the soldiers did, the Greeks and the Romans. They got down like this, and then they put up their shield, and they took the hit. They could do it. When they were advancing against an enemy, do you know what they would do? When the enemy launched the weapons against them, then you would put yours up, and your warrior brother would grab his shield and get behind you. And he would get down like this, and the word in Greek is where we get the word turtle. They would turtle. The launch would come, the fiery darts are being catapulted at you, and the command was shouted, turtle! And they would go into the turtle position, and they're completely covered by these great shields of faith, right? Shields, but we're talking faith here. They took the hit, and They would jettison the shields and fire back while the opponent is getting ready. By your faith taking the hit, you are actually disarming your assailant because now they're taking time to reload. That's when you get them. So you'd launch back at them, we'll see in a moment, the word of God, and you would clear out your shield and get it ready for the next bout. Faith. More Bible, more Bible, more Bible, greater faith. Amen. Going through difficult times, going through cancer, going through financial, it doesn't matter. Faith is the greatest thing that you possess, and it can quench not some, not a lot, all of the fiery darts of the wicked one. Satan can, listen, it's so cool. Satan is disarmed, really. He could have everything at his disposal to shoot at you, but faith keeps you from getting hit. Victorious. Here you go. Memorize this one. Get a tattoo. It's kind of big, though, so put it upside down on your tummy. You can read it. 2 Corinthians 10. Now, I'll speak as a man, because that's what I am. So, ladies, I don't know, you do your thing on this. But listen to this, 2 Corinthians 10. We are human, but we don't wage war as humans do. We use God's mighty weapons. Not worldly weapons. Imagine using a nuclear bomb in a spiritual battle. It's stupid. A nuclear bomb could go off right here. It doesn't change one thing in the spirit realm. A nuclear bomb could go off right here and an angel wouldn't be affected. And by the way, neither would your spirit or your soul. Only your body would vaporize. That's all. Hey, look, you're set free. You're set free from this thing that I had to eat Advil this morning just to get it out of bed, you know? Well, watch this. Not worldly weapons to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments. Coronavirus arguments. Now we've got the new one. Now they don't know what to do with it. They don't know what to do because people have got the flu now. I am not kidding. Do you know where I'm going with this? What has Israel now discovered? Yes, Flurona. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. They figured out, we can't tell the difference because this guy's got the flu. He tests positive when we test him. This guy's got corona. He tests positive when we test him. This guy's got COVID. We test him and he's not positive. Anyway, and they concluded Flurona. I'm sorry, I just so went down a rabbit hole there. This is very serious. This is very serious. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thoughts. Listen. And teach them to obey Christ. And after you have become fully obedient, this is the least quoted verse in the Bible. We will punish everyone who remains disobedient. That doesn't mean you go around and you slap people. It means that you expose wickedness. That's what it means. Every Christian is supposed to expose disobedience to God. Okay? We are lights. We love everybody. We don't hate anybody. The teacher that's lying to your kid, you're going to expose that. The politician that's lying to us, we're going to expose that. And listen, it needs, and so many other things must be exposed. Must be exposed. God would have us to be victorious. Number 8 is confidence. Put on confidence. Put on what is confidence. Verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation. I love this. The helmet, look at that. The helmet goes on your head. And the helmet protects the main processing unit, right? The central processing unit of your life is your mind. And the helmet of salvation, for many reasons, has got to be placed at the top. Salvation. I love the fact that the Bible tells us over and over again, as I mentioned regarding Joshua, be strong, be courageous. The promises of those great verses come into our minds first before they take effect. And this is a tremendous truth. Our salvation has a lot to do with how we think, what we think about, what we allow regarding these thoughts. How do we take things captive that are not right and that are not good? What about this? What if we took things captive that are just a waste of time? There's a lot of people spending hours these days on gaming apps. And a moment in the Bible at best. And no wonder why your life is weak and you're losing ground. And you have doubts now. Notice that when Satan spoke to Eve, it was a battle of thoughts. Satan said to her, "Did God say? Is that what God said?" He cast doubts into her mind. He went after her that way. A lot of people today struggle with salvation. There's only one way to fix that, is to immerse yourself in God's promises to save. What God has done at the cross to save. When God says, "Come to me, I'll save you," you've got to believe him. He can't lie.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
Salvation, that glorious helmet. Number 9, we put on the power. He says there in verse 17, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. This is one of our favorites for all of us. This is that word Machaira. Not the big broadsword of the Roman gladiator. This is the Machaira. You don't often see it. If it's in a movie, the only time that you would see it in a movie is when the shield is now cast to the ground. The Roman broadsword has been jettisoned because it's about that long. That's like a broadsword right there. And you see, watch, you see the soldier now. He is about ready to grapple with his opponent. This is now warfare to the death. No, listen, someone most often, neither one of them walked away from this alive. But the one that did walk away from it alive did it like this. He reached back, it's almost unseen, and he pulls it out, and it's the Machaira, and that blade is 16 to 18 inches long. It's not very long. And it has a hilt, is that what it's called? And he doesn't even look at it. He pulls it out, and they were trained in methods on how to go for the vitals and down through the opening in the armor, down through here. Right? Pull out, up, if they could, through the armor. If they could reach around in the back, there was no armament in the back, and bring it in. If they felt it stop, they knew this guy's going to go down in 30 to 60 seconds. Because when that sword bottomed out, you had struck a vital organ. Isn't it amazing that the Bible says the word of God is what kills the enemy when the enemy attacks? Remember, we're fighting against invisible forces that are demonic, satanic entities. If we stab them with a knife, it wouldn't work. If we know what scripture to use in that situation that applies to that moment, the enemy is slain. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Those of you who know that, exercise that, do that, your faith will grow. Victories will be had. It's absolutely awesome. Listen, very quickly, you're doing great. I got to speed it up. 1 Timothy 4:6. If you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and of the good doctrine which you have carefully followed. But reject profane and old wives' fables and exercise yourself toward godliness. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of life that now is and of that which is to come. Verse 9, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. In other words, do this. One more verse before we do our last point is Hebrews 5:14. The Bible there says that solid food belongs to those who are of full age. Think of that. You don't give a six-month-old a steak. It'd probably kill him. But as you grow up, you should eat more mature foods. That is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. I love that. Look at that verse. That's incredible. Because I know my Bible, I'm speaking for all of us, because we know our Bibles and we use our Bibles, we study it and apply it to our lives, we walk around and we are able to discern what's good and what's bad. Notice today what people are saying, what is good and what is bad. And also notice the correlation, they don't read their Bible. That's how they got to where they're at today. And then we end here, verse 18. We put on what is alert, and that is prayer. So think about all this armament on you. How does it really work? It all comes together by praying always. It means being in an attitude of prayer. I love that, because please don't think that it means you have to bow your knee, you have to go to a closet or a room. It means to have an attitude of prayer, that you're just talking to God. With all prayer and supplication, that is praying for others in the Spirit, and being watchful to this end. Watchful. With all perseverance and supplication for the saints. What does this mean? We end here, church. You can stand even, I promise. You can stand. This is a good passage to end the year with. 1 Thessalonians 5. I love this. If we do these things, what are we going to look like? What's going to happen to us? What's not going to happen to us? 1 Thessalonians 5:1. But concerning the times and the seasons, he's talking about the end of the age. He's talking about when Christ comes for the church. He's writing to the Thessalonians. Concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you'll have no need that I should write to you. Isn't that an amazing statement? You guys all want to know when Jesus is coming back? Just know this, that when it's soon for his return, you won't need me to tell you. It means the times and the seasons are going to be obvious to those who are alert. Right? Look at verse 2. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. Listen to some people. Better not be you. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman. They shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day would overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep. He's talking about being spiritually numb as others do, but let us watch and be sober, alert. For those who sleep, sleep at night. For those who get drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. Verse 9, for God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Father, we praise you, God. We pray today, Lord. In fact, church, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to ask everybody, if you don't mind, to lift your hands. We're going to, well, you'll see. Father, as we stand today on the threshold of a brand new year, last year's gone, it's over, it's in the history books, so there's not one thing we can do about it. It's over. This year is before us. We can do anything. And Lord, as believers, we choose to follow you. So Lord, with our hands lifted up, I ask you, Father God, in Jesus' name, that you'd bless these people. I pray, Lord God, as your word says, now to you, Almighty God, you're the one who is able to keep us from stumbling this year and to present us faultless before your presence in glory with exceeding joy. It's you, Lord, that we're asking you to bless us and to keep us. Lord, that you might make your face to shine upon us. Lord, that you might be gracious unto us. And Lord, that you might lift up your countenance upon us and give us, Lord, your peace, your shalom. Father, may we leave this building today an energized and transformed people. And may we look to the cross of Christ where he died for our sins there, and Jerusalem's empty tomb where he rose again from the dead. Our Savior lives. And because he lives, we shall always live with him. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. God bless you guys. Have a holy new year.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his special New Year's message called The Great Put On Part 2. Thanks for listening and Happy New Year from Pastor Jack and all of us here at Real Life Radio. Our prayer for you is that your 2025 will be full of contentment and joy that can only come from knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. It's been a great joy sharing our Real Life Radio program with you, and thank you for welcoming us into your home this past year and into your life. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
So as you heard from our broadcast, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you'd like to know what a commitment to Christ can mean in your life personally, we would love to help you out with that. Go to jackhibbs.com/knowgod. That's K-N-O-W, God. And there you'll be guided through what a commitment to Christ can mean in your life and the freedom that you'll find in knowing God. Don't miss out. That's the Know God tab at jackhibbs.com.
Have you ever stopped and thought, boy, what if Jesus were to come back today? In a world that feels more uncertain by the minute, it's easy to lose sight of eternity. But what if we lived each and every day with the hope and anticipation that Christ is coming back? Now that's the powerful perspective offered in One Day Nearer, written by Steve Miller. And it's this month's featured resource from Pastor Jack Hibbs, One Day Nearer. Through biblical insight and practical encouragement, this book's going to help you face life's challenges with faith and purpose, reminding you that with each sunrise, get this, we are one step closer to being with Jesus. If you're ready to realign your focus and rediscover the joy of living for eternity, One Day Nearer, it's really a must read.
The point is this, friend, every day that you get up, you are one day nearer.
This book is available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com/realradio. That's jackhibbs.com/realradio.
Last January, I was talking to a friend of mine, a young guy, and I told him, I said, you know what? I said, the older you get, the more, he's in his 30s. I said, the older you get, the faster the years go. And here we are. It was January 2 weeks ago, right?
Feels like it.
Let's just pray that God blesses us and that we serve him well in the new year.
Father, we do exactly what Davey is saying right now. Father, there's those here listening right now. They're on a plane. There are those driving. There's truckers that are heading across country right now. I would love to be able to see what you see right now, Father. Your people connecting together in this prayer all over this nation, if not further. We're coming before you and we're asking you, Lord, for mercy and for grace as we put 1 year behind us and the new year before us. Lord, we want to do exactly what you want. Please do not let us, don't allow us, Lord, to live out your permissive will. We don't want to come close to living out your will. We want to have your perfect will done in our lives. So Lord, if it's from the cockpit of an airplane to the cab of a 18-wheeler to a kid on a high school campus, to parents in the kitchen right now on a Saturday morning, wherever this word finds them. We dedicate our lives to you, Lord, this year. We ask you to do with us things so radical, so amazing, so beyond us, that at next year or this year ending 12 months from now, that we would just say, isn't God great? So, Lord, we surrender happily.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.